Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. As your Miami Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight on the Vice Hardwood. Vice Knights. You guys will be able to get that here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert do a tremendous job on the Miami Heat audio experience, as does the great Tommy Tighe. Nothing I love more than the opening monologue of a Miami Heat game with Tommy Tighe. Solano will get you going with pre-heat, and you guys can enjoy that. Vice Knights back tonight. Got that. Cool. Then you got the Knicks on Friday, NBA
are
Cup.
Boots on the ground?
I'm not boots on the ground. I'll be back boots on Monday when they the Knicks are back in town. And then, I mean, I am going to be so boots on the ground on Wednesday. With the way this Warriors.
Oh.
I may be just sitting there with a cup of tea.
You know what? I might join you.
Really?
Yeah, get the Jimmy. Get some Jimmy sound.
I like it.
That way we have something to play Thursday.
Man. I mean, if he plays, you know. So, but the old needs some time off, apparently.
Well, I mean, they're old.
They are old. And apparently, they don't seem to like the young very much on that team. I thought he liked Jonathan Kuminga. Maybe this Pajemski seems like he's annoying people. I was reading some.
Buddy Hield's definitely annoying.
He loves Buddy Hield, though. That's like his sidekick.
Jimmy loves him.
Yeah, Jimmy loves him.
Draymond may not.
He's like, really, that's your best friend? He goes, come on, he's fun, baby. Yeah, great. He's fun. Fun at giving up buckets. Crazy. This is wild. And of course, yesterday, the Nico Harrison news heard around the NBA. A lot of people trying to tie Anthony Davis to the Miami Heat. They're like, hey, you should go after Anthony Davis. This dude.
Do we really want that?
Too many injuries. Too many. And he makes a boatload of money and wants an extension this summer, too.
He's only 31 or 32.
Dude, he's going to be 33 in March.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Hey, but here's the problem. I would like the Heat to go a majority of the season with most of their players playing all the games. Now, granted, you know, you're going to have some BAM issues. I understood that. Tyler hasn't played this year. I understand that. But I'm not going to sign a guy who, you know, for a fact, when you need him the most, could be hurt and out. And there's no change of scenery that has made that any different.
He also, you know, the thing that's funny about it is, like, if they want to do that trade, you know, I heard people talking about this, and they're like, well, you just got to attach either Wiggins, Norman, or Tyler to the Terry Rozier deal. And I'm like, does anybody want the drama of having the Terry Rozier thing on their books? Because he's not getting paid. It's in an account. Like, I feel like that's a nuke $24 million. I don't think anybody's making a move to just bring that in, because then they have to tie everything that's with it. Like, I don't know. And then, like, let's say there's a possibility the Heat could get their pick back. Like, are the Heat where they want to dish that up? Like, there's too much complexity with that. So then you get to a point, if you can't move the Terry Rozier deal, then you're talking you got to give up Tyler with either Norman or Wiggins for, yeah, a very, very talented person, but he never plays.
Kentucky ties.
He does have Kentucky ties. He would be in a great fit with Bam.
No.
But he never plays, no. Vlad.
Can I please just say this? That's the kicker. What is a great fit if you ain't playing?
Maybe
I don't understand. Maybe, like, he just needs, he's not playing, culture. It ain't a great fit.
He just needs heat culture? Oh, man. I can't wait. We're going to play this clip later this hour of Kevin Garnett. He made Paul Pierce so mad on his show because he suggested getting Ja to Miami. And, like, Paul Pierce, it's funny because Kevin Garnett, you would think he's the more ornery one based on his career with the Celtics. He was just surly, right? But, like, he respects something with the – Paul Pierce and me, samesies. We just hate each other.
Because
he's just like rolling his eyes listening to Kevin Garnett talk about this.
His whole career, this Miami's a big chapter of his basketball career. Whether it's LeBron, the comparison with him and D-Wade. Yeah.
There is no comparison.
He thinks there is.
There's not.
I just said he thinks
there is. Oh, I know he thinks there is, but there's not.
Truth, you know, sometimes the truth is a lie.
Oh, man. The Warriors really getting to know this. This is fun. Vlad, could you imagine if, like, they come off of this road trip and it's just like, ooh, all of a sudden they're staring 3 games under .500?
They can't win on the road. That's the problem. They're good at home. They can't win on the road. And Steph was sick, so they totally rely on Steph.
He really is, like, he is such a shining light where you're just like, Steph, save us. Because, like, the Warriors have done a lot of goofy stuff ever since the Kevin Durant thing. But this guy's just so damn good, and he's just such a lovable delight. It's just like he can make that, and that's why they make the Jimmy trade, right? Like, they were such a train wreck last year. They were desperate right. to do something for Steph.
But that's what I don't want the Heat to do that.
I don't think
that would seem like a desperation move. It'd be like a move saying, hope it works out.
And you guys know me. I love whaling. I do. But there's such an unknown with this team right now, and a good unknown. We got to just kind of feel it out. Like, we don't know what the ceiling of this is. We don't know if this is going to work in the plus. We all of it's just like, hey, let's just feel this out. We'll see what the future holds. Does Tyler fit into this? Does Norman get extended? What do we do? I don't know if the Heat are, like, if they're killing it in the trade deadline and there's another move to make that they think it over top, maybe. But I kind of feel like, as they probably were plotting, like, nah, let's see what this year is. Let's see how far we go. Then we'll figure out our pieces and make our move in the summer. That's kind of how I feel like it's going to go.
It needs to be, any moves that are made need to start with this phrase. Active participant.
And also, you're also coming off such a deal win this summer, right? Like, you just got Norman Powell for peanuts. You're going to be, and the Heat have already, I've already been critical of them being a little too gun shy on some trades because they've been looking for the perfect move.
Well, then why are you so against Anthony? This seems right up your alley.
He's just it's too much
money. You have your limit?
It's too much money. It's too many injuries. Nah. And he wants more money.
And who you have to give away.
And you have to give away a lot. Yeah, like,
you don't want to give Khalil away, and you probably don't want to give up Nico.
No, why would we say crazy things? I love those guys.
Because those are the guys being sent to Dallas.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, how much do they expect to get? Because they're going to be, like, sitting here. I would imagine Dallas has to turn the Anthony Davis move into something that makes you, now nothing's going to make you stomach the Luka thing, but something that makes it, like, a little, like, what's the weakest antacid that can, like, a little, like, a half a Tums to just make you less sick by this? But nothing's going to work. Did you guys see yesterday Cooper Flagg's mom? I didn't see this one when this was going on during our show. Did you see the mom was retweeting stuff? Like, the fans are booing Nico Harrison. He's too much of a distraction. Cooper Flagg and the team doesn't deserve this. And then she's saying this is absolutely affecting the team. This story is crazy how dysfunctional it was over there. Could you imagine if they didn't get Cooper Flagg, though?
I mean, listen. There had to be a wink-wink.
There had to be. There's no way that lottery was on the up and up.
Right. Because I had a conversation with my boy yesterday, and he's like, there's no way that Nico, they just made him the scapegoat. And I'm like, is he really the scapegoat? Or is he a guy that, you know, gambled and lost?
There's part of me that thinks the Lakers are so important to the NBA's brand of having the next star because they always end up with the next star, that whatever franchise loses that star to the Lakers gets a wink. You know?
Yeah.
AD goes to the Lakers, they get Zion. Now we got Luka, they get Cooper Flagg with a 0.8% chance.
Is it Adam Silver realized, you know, superstars need to be in L.A.? Because remember, David Stern didn't allow Chris Paul to go to the Lakers. He put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, but also, like, I think David Stern had a little bit more FU to that. Like, and also, and they were at a point where, you remember, that like, they owned the Hornets at that point. They didn't get bought out by the Saints owner yet, so they were in a little bit of a weird position. So,
or maybe he wanted the Clippers. He wanted the second team in LA to be popular as well.
Yeah, and also they had the big three had just happened, and so like a lot of owners were pissed. Remember they had to change the CBA. You had Dan Gilbert saying collusion, you know. So there was that too. But I don't know, dude. It felt very frozen ping pong ball-y when this all went down with the Cooper Flagg thing,
right?
You know.
Well, because they thought they were saved.
Right. And he's a kid. He's not even just – he's basically should be out of high school.
Pretty much.
You know? And you're sitting here like, oh, this – put this kid in this situation. You got street clothes and Kyrie's coming off a torn ACL. Klay Thompson is washed. Not a great recipe there.
Right.
You know? So – but that's crazy. And then did you see the other story about the fan? So there was this fan who was in a Luka jersey, a Luka Lakers jersey, Leroy, sitting with the owner the night that it happened, like the game before on Monday. And the guy, the story goes that the kid is a season ticket. His dad's a season ticket holder, so they have season tickets pretty close to the bench.
To the owner,
right?
Yeah.
And so the kid, who's not a kid, I think he looked like 18, 19, you know, old enough to know better, gives the owner the finger, right? And so the dad tells him, hey, you're banned. You're not going to games anymore. You don't behave like that. You're behaving like a knucklehead. So the kid's like, I'm going to go apologize to the owner. Apparently went up, asked security. And the security allowed him to sit next to the owner and apologize. And in the midst of, while wearing a Luka Lakers jersey, by the way, and in the midst of the apology, the guy apparently was like, you know, I didn't realize what a mistake this was. And that was apparently a catalyst to them just saying, we're done with the Nico Harrison thing.
See, this is all BS to me.
Well, because he knew that fan wasn't wrong because he wanted to do that too.
Well, here's my problem. Here's the problem, right? Ain't no way Nico Harrison is just going to do that trade without getting the okay from ownership.
Well, here's how this works. You don't necessarily have to get the okay, but you have to justify doing it. Right? And so you could hear in all the stuff that he was saying, right? That's probably what he was telling the owner, and the owner bought it.
Right, but also, and the owners who want a casino and it's been thinking about, there's been rumors that they might move the team to Vegas, also probably didn't want to have the fact that they're nearly going to have to pay this guy 500, maybe $750 million, because he was going to get
like
the
there's a
right.
Listen,
so that's what I'm saying.
There was a lot to that discussion.
Right, so then the owner can't be now. Oh, I didn't know I made such a big mistake. Get the hell out of here. What are you talking about?
You didn't realize Luka Doncic was a big deal?
Like, you didn't know, well, you... He just took you to the finals the year before. If you had a problem with him, if you had a problem with the way he was handling things.
Say it in the offseason.
Say it in the offseason. But it seemed to me they were making moves or they were doing things to make it uncomfortable for him.
Or just deal with his problems. Like, who cares? He got to the finals. Okay, because he likes beer.
Took hookah and beer away.
You don't take away. You don't take away a Slovenian's beer.
The problem is Vlad, you are right about this part. It's easy for me to sell an unfavorable move when I attach a quarter of $1 billion to it.
Yeah. I mean, he was going to make a lot of money.
When you have that much money that you're talking about, somebody is more inclined to listen to reasons why not to pay that money.
Yeah, well, I bet if he's looking at his accounts now, I bet they ain't as good as they were with Luka there.
Because I'm sorry, if I'm giving a guy a quarter of $1 billion or half $1 billion because he was there for the Supermax, guess what? He's going to have some say in a lot of things that goes on with the team.
I do love a nefarious ownership.
Especially
in basketball.
I do like a nefarious owner relocation, though. Kind of like Major League. You just try and make them so bad that now they got to go to Vegas.
Well, I mean, look. Dude is, I'm trying to figure out what was a worse move. And I know it was. We had this conversation before. But Saquon leaving and going to win a championship. And Luka leaving, and I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but you ain't even close to that.
It's Saquon.
Anymore.
It's Saquon.
I don't know.
It's Saquon. I'll tell you why. It was the vision and the owner. It's like, I hope he doesn't go to the Eagles.
That was really bad. I can't believe
that
guy.
The owner's like even telling him.
How did that guy keep his job?
Go to the Eagles.
How did Joe Shane keep his job? I don't understand that.
Classic case of
how's that not fired on site?
One of us got to go. Hey, it's going to be you.
Here's what he did. He sacrificed a body so that he could stay alive.
Streets need a body.
Take a break. We're back with more of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.